All right, we are going to get started with our media availabilities for today's Bush Poll qualifying. We are joined by Kurt Busch, driver of the number 41, Monster Energy Haas Automation Ford, who will be starting second in Sunday's Geico 500. Kurt, why don't you just take us through that that run that put you on the front row?
Yeah, an awesome run. I've never been that close to a pole at a super speedway in my 19 years, and today I felt like we had the chance to get it. And that all starts with the engine department and the way that Doug Yates really approaches these restrictor plate races. So close. But to be outside pole, that's cool. I'm happy with that for a Stuart Haas racing front row. Our Fords have been solid all year long. And then to back up the super speedway performance with, you know, the two front row starts today, it was a bucket list item. I really wanted the pole today, but, you know, we got outside pole, so not too bad.
All right, we're going to open up to questions for Kurt. Please raise your hand. We will get a mic. We'll start over here with Lee and then go to Bob.
There's so much uncertainty here that, you know, it just really doesn't matter, I guess, where you start. I mean, the pit box is nice, and it's great to stay up front, but being a veteran, do you think it will help with that uncertainty? Because Keselowski said before they made the restrictor plate change that the cars were out of control.
Right now, with the ride height balance and the handling on the cars, I've never really seen this much uncertainty going into a plate race before. So everybody's got their hands full. Handling will be at an all-time premium, and you have to make the right adjustments on the car, but also you can't double stint the left side tires too far, and you got to get the optimum tires on it for the end of the race. And at the same time, you just have to protect the car. So I think tomorrow's race will be about a patient race. It'll be about the old school mentality of protect your car and put yourself in position to win. And I don't think that the stage points are going to be the target for us on the 41. I think that we want to go after the big trophy at the end of the day, and that's going to come from a patient race.
We'll go to Bob next.
Bob Hockress, ESPN. Could you tell any difference with the change in the plate today, and what would you expect anything different than what you saw in the draft yesterday?
Couldn't tell much difference. It was bogged down a little bit for, independent speed by itself, but it's supposed to really slow us down in the draft, and so we'll see what that does tomorrow. Will it do much difference? I really don't think so. It's a change that NASCAR makes, and so you have to adjust to it, and it's equal for everybody.
Do we have any additional questions for Kurt? Go back to Lee, and then go to Jerry.
Can you just talk about the strategy with you and Billy Scott? This year you guys have been really good at getting stage points, and I think you left a lot on the table last year.
Yeah, I felt like the first stage was my weak area last year, and it was how we would start the race on the scuff tires. And so we've really approached it differently this year, and Billy made me aware of some cool things to do and to be able to run hard at the beginning of the race and not sacrifice anything towards that second stage. So, tomorrow's stage racing is very different at restrictor plate races, but overall this year, Billy has done a great job to help with the car's handling at the beginning of the race, and now we just need to parlay that and make good adjustments throughout the race to make sure we capitalize on a strong finish.
We'll go to Jerry and then to Dustin.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Can you talk about, with Kevin winning earlier in the season, you guys obviously being fast, y'all are kind of the flagship Ford team out there right now. What have you learned? How has it that performance helped your performance overall so far this season with a new crew chief and everything? You guys switched over last year. Y'all said y'all had a lot to learn. Well, it seems like y'all figured a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, it's been a good balance all the way through on how the cars are built. With Tony Gibson now as a shop foreman to all four teams, anytime that you can put a current crew chief at the race shop 7 days a week, that's going to benefit the program. And so that's where we've been stronger. Also getting our arms wrapped around the Ford balance with some of the torque levels in the engine, as well as some of the downforce levels on the aerodynamic side. And right now, just everything's clicking. It's all on eight cylinders, and it's a good feel. Even though, my little brother is the hottest guy on the circuit with three wins. Harvick has his three. We've been knocking on the door, and it's just a matter of time. We just have to stay consistent, stay focused, and I really like the chemistry I have with Billy Scott. And today, you know, it's a great day to celebrate, you know, two Stewart Haas cars, you know, on the front row. Today's Kevin's day. Tomorrow's going to be our day.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You referenced the uncertainty related to the no ride height rule. What exactly is the uncertainty or the unknown as you go into tomorrow's race?
The best way to describe it is, you know, the cars are lower than they've ever been before as far as their ride height, and everything is pushed down. And when you have counts of drag that have been taken off the cars because of the ride height, well, when you lose drag, you lose downforce. So there's a lack of rear downforce on these cars, and it's going to be pretty sketchy tomorrow. We'll see how it plays out. Even more so. The ride height rule, we're now, I think, another inch and a half further down, which is more drag taken off the cars and less downforce with the same tire and warmer track conditions.
Can you guys really run around each other a whole lot then? Or as the tires burn off, that sounds like you protect yourself, you have to run more single miles.
It's dependent upon if you do four tires each pit stop or if you do two, fuel only. There's a lot of variables, so I don't have any trepidation about running side by side. It's just a matter of protecting our car and watching how the others adjust to these tough conditions.
All right, Kurt, thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.